Everybody, welcome to another exciting episode of McMillan and Morrow. I'm Dr. Sean McMillan. This is my co-host, Rich Morrow.
What up?
And we're back. Back for more. Thank you for tuning in. And as is our custom, we're all over the place, moving around the world to find the interesting. And sometimes the not so much, but all of it in service to you. Thank you for tuning in. So sit down, get comfortable, and enjoy the ride, because it's going to be that and exactly that.
Ain't it always?
Yeah. What's up?
We're going to start off with our videos today. I'm doing good, though.
For our technology.
See? Yeah, we're going to utilize this budget.
We're 21st century. Headphones. Video.
Hop on the video.
Today, I'm going to be showing y'all how to slap your girlfriend with no consequences. Like, she's not going to touch you. She's not going to do anything.
Who?
She's just going to sit there and take the pain.
Who you going to be
so
slapping?
So, basically, the first thing you're going to do, man, you're going to crack your knuckles, man.
Okay.
You got to make sure your knuckles are
okay.
firm.
Okay, who you going to be cracking your knuckles
rotate.
For? Who you cracking your knuckles for? Show me something. Okay.
So back to my tutorial, y'all. So what you're going to do is make sure you rotate your wrist.
Yeah,
you know, your wrist might actually get stiff a little bit.
I want to see this myself, so let me tune in.
So you never want to slap like this.
Uh-huh.
You want to slap with these two together and these two together.
Show
you want to put
something.
Them together.
Oh, I want you to show
you
me something.
Slap, make sure you have like this part, like kind of like curved.
Yep.
So she can feel the bones in between your fingers.
Yeah,
y'all.
Yeah,
what I'm saying?
Yep. Mm-hmm. I just want you to keep going, because I just want to see how far you're going to actually go. I want to see if you really going to slap me. If you really, truly going to slap me.
You're messing up my tutorial.
Let's go.
You're messing up my tutorial.
Okay, I'm sorry. Let's go.
All right, back before I really interrupted, because I was just going to do it and just get it over with. You want to put all your force into it. You're going to cop back like this, and you're just going to slap.
Dark. Protect Tyler at all costs.
Okay.
We gotta put a seatbelt on Doc's chair for some videos like that, so that you don't get up and tackle Tyler. What you think? I would have rather seen him slap her, honestly, because she would have killed him.
Mm. You have another video?
Yeah. I hope so.
How about we just go to that? Not the stage slapping video.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Oh.
I like it!
Not the AirPod. I would be pissed.
That's not cool.
Not the glizzy.
Morning, mate.
That
looks nice. What
are you doing? Oh, nah. Yeah, nah. This is stupid.
You just come into that conclusion?
Nah.
No.
People got way too much time on their hands.
Okay, why are we still playing this? Like, really, you don't know when to cut the video? Like, you don't know when this has just gone into absurdity and ridiculousness and has no value at all? And you just, if you don't press pause on this video,
it's hard to see.
I swear before the living Jesus, I'm about to lose.
I'm laughing at you, not the video.
Don't play another video.
No, we need one more now.
No.
They gotta redeem themselves.
No.
Let's do one.
Listen,
more.
Do you hear the serious tone of my voice? Do not play another video. Now, you read something or something, but we're not playing no more videos. Dr. Shauna had enough.
My stomach hurts.
Dr. Shauna's had enough now, okay?
So, you don't have no thoughts on
Listen,
the vacuum sucking
up? Read something on that iPad. Yes. Doc Shauna had enough. No, I can't do no more videos.
Oh, man. Doc, welcome back, man. Let's go. You ready for the dictionary segment?
I'm ready for the show to begin.
No, the show has begun. We
the show has not begun. We watch We watching idiots suck up things in a whatever the hell that was.
Vacuum cleaner.
And then we watched a fake slap video.
Yeah, she.
Like, come on. What are we doing?
Didn't sell it. That's TikTok, though.
Yeah.
What's your favorite? You're like, I'm not even answering a comment. No. So, all right, we're going to have some fun then to start this out today. We're going to dive into our Urban Dictionary segment as soon as I can figure out where it went.
No, I threw an article up there.
He threw an article
we'll do that after.
Oh, I was confused. I was like, that did section. Not look like that before.
I just changed it.
You got on shorts again.
I do have shorts on again, man. It's hot in L.A. right now. We've been waiting for this. I need these shorts. So, our first story, we're going to go to Mexico. You know Mexico usually has some good stuff for us.
Listen, I don't know today.
Okay. We got Doc on the edge today, y'all, but we're going to get through this.
I have not been pleased.
Well, let's see. I don't know what we got here, so we're going to both be in for this together. You ready?
Go ahead.
According to CBS, 15 students in Mexico are being treated after taking part in an internet tranquilizer challenge to see who can stay awake the longest. These kids. They're taking tranquilizers to try to see who can stay awake the longest. And there was 15 of them. And it says they're being treated. So I imagine, obviously, there was some health concerns that ended up happening. What's the longest you've ever stayed up at one time?
Maybe 24 hours.
That's it?
Yeah.
24?
Yeah, I don't do more than that. No, I go to sleep.
But you went to Harvard, so I imagine in college you probably were pulling all-nighters for studying sometimes nothing. No, you studied on time.
I did my work. Man. I didn't need to pull an all-nighter.
Must be nice.
I go to sleep.
So apparently the challenge was these groups were taking tranquilizers, the groups of kids, and they were seeing who honestly could just stay up the longest. And it came just days after they set a national alert about, you know, the craze was going around. And it was the fourth school in Mexico to suffer this incident. So this is probably TikTok.
Yeah, it's like the idiots licking toilets.
Yeah. Wait, what?
That was a TikTok challenge, licking toilets.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, not too long ago, actually.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so now they're trying to stay up indefinitely until they die?
Basically.
Okay.
Said the health department warned about the social media challenge.
Shout out to TikTok generation.
Said the last one to fall asleep wins, calling it dangerous and urging parents to
win. Wins what? Like, what do you win?
Like, what are you going to win? Like, all of y'all are broke 15, you know, they're in grade school.
Okay.
So, yeah, they got to be, you know, less than 17, 18, I would imagine. But I know that once you start getting to a certain point of tired, you start hallucinating and all kind of stuff. Like, I done almost had that start happening where your body gets so tired that it don't even want to go to sleep because it almost feels like it's already sleeping and your brain is just
What was wrong with you? Why were you up?
I was up for too long, man.
How long were you up?
I think it was like 36 hours or something like
Why? Problems?
Been a couple times. Yeah, it's happened a couple times.
There it is. There it is.
I was like, man, took me back.
If this was another show I had,
yeah, we'd be talking.
I'd be doing some work with you right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, you'd be able
yeah,
to.
Yeah, but it's not. So.
Yeah, but it was like, it wasn't my choice. It was almost like, damn, like I didn't been up this long. And sometimes it's been traveling too, like going through time zones. And like if I couldn't sleep on the plane and then I arrive in like another country and then you got your whole day ahead of you, man, I've had times where I've really felt like I was about to just pass out just anywhere.
Mm.
So I can't even imagine. But a tranquilizer, they tripping. A tranquilizer
puts you to sleep, right?
I thought so, but I guess.
So they're trying to resist it?
Yeah, they're trying to resist the tranquilizer to stay awake. That's like when you get put under. You remember, you've gotten surgery before?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, so when they put you under, did the doctor start counting down from like,
when I was
tell you to count down?
Yeah, I've been under anesthesia twice.
Mm-hmm.
So when I was a kid, I had something. I don't remember what the hell it was.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they did 10, 9, mm-hmm. and then by the time he got to 8.
He was done.
I was
in
another
place. Ain't it
crazy
how quick it worked, though?
Yeah, but then
I always try to fight it.
But then when I was an adult, I had to have my gallbladder removed.
I remember.
And she said, this is going to burn. She put it in the IV. She said, this is going to burn, but right after.
It's over with.
So I felt the start of the burn.
And that was it.
But I actually had a fear of anesthesia.
Really?
Yeah, I was kind of afraid, like, whoa.
I used to be scared.
What about to wake up, you know?
For real, though.
But, you know, I figured I had to do it, yeah. So.
I've had a fear of just passing out because I had never fainted or passed out before, and I would see, you know, and hear stories of people that have had that happen. And it happened to me when I messed up my back, like, 6 years ago. I passed out from the pain. I didn't know what that felt like.
Passed out from the pain.
Trying to take an x-ray at the chiropractor's office. She had me stand behind the thing, and my back was spasming so hard that when she went around to push the button, my immediate, like, instinct was, I got to lay down. So I start trying to walk out of the room into where they had the little bed thing or whatever.
Yeah.
And I didn't even make it there. I woke up and I was on the floor. And
are you serious?
I was looking at her like,
what just happened?
The hell just happened? And she looking at me super concerned. Are you okay? And I'm like, what the hell just happened?
Shouldn't she be running tests?
She was literally.
She left the diagnosis to you?
She was just making sure. And we talked about this after because I was curious of what happened, like actually, because I had never passed out. And she told me, you know, what had happened. She said she fainted. You know, the pain probably, you know, was too much. And I was just laying on the floor. She said she was more concerned about whether she needed to just call 911 right away or not. So she was asking if I was okay enough to.
Isn't she a doctor?
She's a chiropractor. Okay. So, you know, I was, first time I met her too. Very first time I met her. So I laid there and I looked at her and I came to terms with the fact that I had passed out. And I said a prayer and I was okay. But. Yeah, the pain was so bad that I couldn't even stop it. I just remember seeing dots, and before I know it, I woke up.
Okay.
Yeah, but back on this incident, I mean, taking tranquilizers to try to force yourself awake, that ain't something that it sounds like anybody should ever be doing. So.
No, it sounds really stupid.
Extremely stupid.
And let us all thank Tyler.
What do you feel
for this moment?
On a social media tip from, you know, your perspective, obviously somebody who would never do nothing like this or indulge in nothing like this, I wouldn't either. But what does it say about the kids nowadays that are willing to put their life like that, you know?
But let me push back a little bit. I've done plenty of stupid things.
For sure.
Like I'm liable to do one in the next 15 minutes.
If you have another story.
Yeah,
like
so
this.
I mean, so don't take my whatever you want to call my responses to mean that I am beyond stupidity.
Yeah.
I am very much on the stupid bus.
We're all human.
With the rest of us. What was your question?
What do you think social media is doing to these kids? Because I don't think back in the day.
Who's giving a platform for it?
Yeah, that's all
and,
it is. Huh?
And you can be popular because you stayed awake after taking a trip. I don't know. I just.
It's so dumb. It's below your intelligence level.
See, no. See, I mean, yes, but just to be honest, yes. But that's not my problem with it.
Yeah.
My problem with it is, and this is why I sort of react the way I do, like to the videos. We have so many other things going on in the world. And you want to stay up from taking tranquilizers and watch videos of people sucking things in vacuum cleaners? What are you doing? We have real problems.
Yeah.
The Supreme Court just got rid of affirmative action.
Yeah.
They just said that it's okay to discriminate against gay people and making websites. Women don't have the right to make choices with their bodies.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot that's going on important. In the world.
Yeah, I agree.
No one does nosy better than me. Photos. We found 378 photos.
He couldn't let me do it because I don't know how he found it.
These are years of snooping, okay?
I know you nosy too. Head over to Nosy where you can watch full episodes of The Karamo Show and be nosy with me.
So I have a question then. Do you feel like if social media was around when you were younger,
mm-hmm.
that these same things would have started happening sooner?
I don't know, but that was a good save by Noah. Mm-hmm. He just caught that laptop.
I see that. I was wondering what he was doing.
That was really good.
How did that happen?
I think if my generation had social media, we would have been just as dumb.
Yeah,
we would have been. And if the baby boomers would have had it, their asses would have been just as dumb too.
Maybe even worse.
No, I mean, no generation is immune from being stupid. It's just that I think that the extent to which Generation Gen Z is willing to go is astounding.
It's astounding. Every day we hear something new.
It's
that's
astounding.
Like,
licking toilets, taking tranquilizers. You know, there was a girl hitting golf balls into the Grand Canyon.
That sounds cool, though.
See? This is the problem, people. And the Grand Canyon had to release, the park authorities had to release a thing saying, could kill animals or people walking, hiking. Stop hitting golf balls into the Grand Canyon.
It wasn't like a deserted, it was like probably a tourist area, it sounds like.
Well, technically, as if there is such a thing in the Grand Canyon. I'm sure there's an animal somewhere. I mean, so this is Exhibit A, people, okay? So every generation has its own like cabal of stupidity going on. But I don't know if cabal is the right word, but you get what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. Humanity is always pushing the limits of what
we just didn't have. Yes, we just didn't have. We just didn't get rewarded for it. That's the difference.
That's the difference.
So you're baby boom is Gen X. I'm Gen X. We didn't get rewarded for it. People looked at us like, "What the hell's wrong with you?"
Yeah.
Now you get rewarded for it. That's how you get your clout. That's
and I think it started with shows like Jackass. You remember Jackass back in the day?
I do. I never watched it.
So but that whole show was basically what all of that stuff we're seeing on social media now is solidifying into, because it was a show pretty much of a group of friends just going out and doing the dumbest stuff they possibly could think of every day. And now that audience are the producers. You know what I mean? The audience that loved watching that stuff, they're the ones producing social media content now. They're the ones that would watch that show now and be super excited about the fact that they saw somebody get, you know, hit with a 90-mile-per-hour fastball in the butt. You know what I mean? And it's mind-blowing to me how far, like you said, we're starting to see different generations push the stupidity of humanity. Even coming as a millennial myself, I know, you know, I've had my moments. I know my generation, too. But I just wish there was something that I could see slowing this train down or potentially stopping it.
You know, Tyler and I were talking about this last night. We smoked a cigar last night when he came in town. And I said, I'd be interested in knowing what you guys think about that. And that's, I think in about 10 years, we're going to be over social media.
I'm wondering.
No, I'm not saying done with it. I'm just saying it won't be as
main
everything exciting
topic
as it is now. I think at a certain point, we're going to adjust to it and then move on to whatever's coming next.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What do you think? Am I off?
I think the opposite. I think it's going to be probably maybe even bigger, possibly. It's just like it's been doing nothing but growing and taking over. Yeah.
Wow. It's evolving. I think even just knowing the things that I'm involved in tech-wise and seeing the direction that it's going, I think it's going to go more into a consumer-driven field where it's not just solely – well, it's not solely now for entertainment, but I feel like it's highlighted more for the entertainment and exposure of it. But I feel like it's moving more in the direction of people trying to find ways to make consumers out of people for, you know, starting their own businesses more and having their own apps around certain stuff and blah, 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 blah. But right now, I think it's in a weird space where people don't know how to healthily manage this thing. It's like a vehicle and thing that's taking over.
So you think it's going to be greater or less 10 years from now?
I think it'll be just different. I think it's evolving in a way that the people that are going to gravitate towards it aren't going to be just this, you know, young audience that is running the ship. I think like my generation.
But they're going to be older in 10 years.
I know.
They're going to be in their 20s.
But I also
say they're 10 now.
Yeah, you're right.
They're going to be in their 20s.
You know, it actually does make me wonder though, because the kids that are being born with an iPad in their hand and, you know, watching kids play instead of actually playing themselves. We've never seen anything like that before.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know where that's going, you know?
But let me just manage the poll.
Yeah.
You think it's going to be worse?
Yeah. I think a lot because of a lot of the clickbaity stuff that people are doing in order to get looks is what's running it to me. You know, and
that's what's scary about it.
I hope I really hope you're wrong.
I know, that's what I was gonna say. I hope you're right, I just think it's not going to be, it's going to be a social media called something different in 10 years.
I'm sorry to cut you off.
No, yeah, you're good.
You posted something, somebody with the show posted something today about social media dragging us down to the lowest common denominator. And it just makes me want to reiterate that. What you just said makes me want to reiterate that because, I mean, I think nothing has had a more profound effect on loosing the native stupidity of human beings like social TikTok, Instagram, all the social media stuff. It's remarkable.
Incredible.
It is remarkable. Like, if you give it a place to ferment and grow, it takes on a life of its own.
That's what I'm saying. And that's the scary thing to me, though, is that I can't see a force strong enough to stop it yet or to shift its course or to, you know, make it healthier. I don't even know how to describe it, but it's hard to see an end in sight like Aaron's talking about. And that's the scary
thing. I do.
Yeah.
I do. And you guys tell me if you disagree. Now, I'm not recommending this wholesale, but I'm going to make an analogy, and just bear with the analogy. It's a little cliche, but never here it is. They don't have the same TikTok problem in China because it's curated, and they don't allow their children. Again, just bear with the analogy. Yeah, they don't allow their children access or exposure to a lot of the craziness. In fact, TikTok in China, as I understand it, is much more positive and
affirmative. Wasn't it started there?
Yeah, that's who created it,
yeah.
Chinese company. So it's positive, it's blah, blah, blah. They dump the crap here.
It's like we're the dump for TikTok.
Yeah, am I right?
Yeah.
They dump the crap here, but they keep the positive and the affirmative and blah, blah, blah way about TikTok for their children.
That's the focus over there.
So I'm saying at some point, the analogy is made to make this point. At some point, the government is going to have to say to these companies, you got to stop.
There are some limitations that we got to
put on. You are killing democracy. You're killing the ability of people to be citizens, to be empathetic. Because the sort of natural proclivity for mess, gossip, you know, stupidity, You're exacerbating
it. I felt like that about reality TV before social media came, and now it's even worse.
How could you not? Except the difference is reality TV, it has its reach and its power, but I think, and correct me if I'm wrong, anybody in the room, because this is the dialogue, it has its reach and its power with a certain segment of the population.
You're right.
Social media touches everybody.
I would argue, though, there's so many different types of reality because you got the Kardashians, then you got stuff like Real Husbands of Hollywood and Real Housewives, and then you got, you know, your reality shows.
Here's my pushback.
Gator Boys.
Here's my pushback. You know? All right? Here's my pushback. And I don't know if this is true, but you'll get the point. I don't see Obama watching.
Me neither.
You know.
Who knows?
I know we don't know, but just
okay.
Go with me. I don't see Obama watching what you call reality TV.
Okay.
But we know he does Twitter. So even if I'm wrong about the details, you get the point I'm making.
I do.
It touches everybody. And I think at some point, they're never going to control themselves. And we're going to have to say, in the same way we said to cigarette companies, the same way we say to oil companies and fossil fuel companies, what you're doing is having a deleterious effect on our citizenry. We can't continue to be a country,
a civilized country,
if you just have unbridled access to the power you've been given. Yeah. You've mishandled this power.
Yeah, I agree on that.
I mean, if anybody agrees,
no,
please.
I agree on that for sure.
It'll
take something like that because I feel like what we're seeing on social media, there's so many more of those people out there than the ones that actually get it.
And that's what I'm saying.
You know,
like, I can't see the...
It needs a government type
minority
of body to control
overpowering
it.
The majority of what's going on right now because it's so massive and it's moving so fast and growing so rapidly. Yeah. It's crazy. Like, every day we hear something new that... years ago would have been mind-blowing to us that we're starting to get more and more numb to.
And that is a problem.
That's a real problem. We're going to look up, and there's going to be all kind of stuff happening, and one day,
nobody even cares. You know,
alien walking down the street.
No, not alien.
Be on TikTok.
Half the people in the city are dead
And nobody...
Because of climate change. Mm. And people, they died if they drowned. You know? And now back to the video of the thing sucking up.
Because it's just a scroll on a screen.
It's just a scroll on the screen.
That's humans in general. That's why laws were made. That's why, you know, governments were put in place, because we can't be trusted as a human race to just have our free will and to just
I agree with that. And we
not as a whole, collectively.
Yeah, we got liberty and freedom and all that's wonderful. But there's a limit.
We definitely love crossing limits,
too. There's a limit. You want to say something? You look like
I was just thinking, do you think there's hope in the current youth going through this as they become adults and parents, that they are going to put restrictions on it for their children, having seen how detrimental it's been? So
they don't know any different. It's not detrimental
to
them.
I think they do. I think to some extent, maybe not the children, but the parents of tomorrow.
Is he allowed to talk?
You can talk to the mic. Give him a mic.
Come on, Noah. Let's hear from Noah. Come on, Noah.
We got an intern in the building that's going to offer insight. He's the youngest in the room.
I definitely think that I will let my kids have it at certain points, but not as much as I was on it. I definitely grew up. I was born in 2001, so I grew up and went through the COVID thing and the pandemic and everything. It definitely got worse as I got older, but now I'm I don't need it, and neither will my kids, if I have any.
Come on, man. Let's see.
I love that. That was a very mature answer,
too. That gives me hope.
Hope.
I needed to hear that.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm dead serious.
Because.
Serious. Because my sense of the world is, what in the world?
Mm-hmm. Shout out to your parents, because I feel like that has to do something with how you was raised, because there's a lot of kids out here that I know don't see the value in that, because even for somebody that is a consumer of it, you got to be aware of what stuff is doing to you, and if you're not, you'll let anything happen to you.
Mm-hmm. I don't think a lot of people are aware.
That's the problem. I'm like, yikes. Y'all don't see that y'all spend majority of y'all time staring at this screen, then focusing on what's really going on in the world. That's a problem in so many different ways.
I think people are so used to being consumers and receiving that they uncritically consume. And they don't track what it's doing to them.
And it becomes their subconscious.
Until it becomes way too late.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
It's hard to undo stuff that you spend years.
But producing. I cut you off though. You were...
No, you're good. I just want to get the point in about just generations here, and that I don't think everyone is completely oblivious. I do think people are seeing that this is detrimental, and they're starting to put these kind of restrictions on their children and talking about how they. Because I'm 35. A lot of people are having kids right now, and they're asking these questions.
I really am the oldest person in this.
Yeah,
room.
Well, they're literally having kids right now. And I'm asking them, how? What are you going to tell them? What do you want to tell them now, facing the reality as you see it, and what you've seen with social media, and a lot of the messages have been connection and empathy. They're I will teach my kids to empathize and actually speak to people directly instead of through these digital channels. Yeah. And I've heard this through multiple different parents, new parents, and I'm so to me that gives me hope. And again, it could just be the circle I'm in, but the conversation's being had. We're having it here, and it's happening outside. And I think a lot of people are we have to push against this thing because it's going to devour our children otherwise.
Yeah, we got to get control over it. It's not that we got to wipe the whole thing out. It's just we have to have some sort of control because it's out of control right now.
Let me give you an example. Not just the one we did on another show with the AI. But if you go on TikTok, at least what I call black TikTok. I don't know if this happens in white TikTok. Racial, sorry people. But on black TikTok, check this out, on black TikTok, you have they're in their 20s, 20s, and they sleep on TikTok.
Huh?
What?
Right, you see this? You're on TikTok?
And they're getting paid.
They're on panels.
Are they getting paid?
I don't know, I'm assuming. They're on panels, right? There's six people on the screen.
I'll get on TikTok tonight if they're paying people to sleep on TikTok.
And then they talk. It's like having a sleepover.
On TikTok.
And people will watch it. They will watch people sleep.
I think we cannot underestimate what amuses and intrigues the next person.
Can you explain this?
Like,
can anybody?
I can't.
Why the hell would you watch somebody sleep? Go, please.
The same reason a kid is watching somebody play with toys that they never can touch.
I want to say that I think it started out with, like, YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
People started to watch commentary on certain things, like video games and other things.
Just voiceovers of whatever they're
voiceovers, okay. Whatever. And I think it's just gotten out of, like, it's blown out of proportion. Right? I think that's, like, where it comes from. I think people try to connect instead of face-to-face and interaction. You do it through a screen because it's easier, because it is where it's, like, you're just receiving. You don't have to – you're not talking to them, but they're talking to you.
Right.
Right? It's a weird interaction between, like, the viewer.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, the person who creates stuff is always like, oh, you guys are the greatest, you know, blah, blah, blah. Thank you for supporting. And you feel like
– And don't even know and you feel like people.
Yeah, and you don't know that, you know – that maybe some people have done some bad things or maybe done great things. You don't know.
You don't know.
Yeah.
You don't know.
So this started in gaming.
It's part of probably a major part gaming. Of it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, that's a major part.
And then Vine took off, mm-hmm. and that kind of got everyone's Tumblr. Interaction into swiping and Tinder as well. Swiping again.
Tumblr used to be good for porn.
Really? Yeah. I didn't know that. I'm
sorry. Sorry.
I mean, and then Instagram started to happen, and then you got a lot of vlog channels started to happen.
Mm.
And then that kind of got people like in the 2016, and Vine started to slowly die, and then people started to move to YouTube and start doing the new trend. In a couple episodes ago, you guys talked about like, what is the new trend and what I don't remember her name, the girl that is on TikTok Live.
Stuff.
Yeah, she's acting like an AI or whatever. I think they're just finding the new thing to make money off.
Everybody's searching for the new thing.
Yeah, everything.
That's what's become popular, is finding what barrier hasn't been broken or what somebody hasn't done before that you can record and take claim for it being yours. Yeah. Like viral dances are that. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I was going to say, like, do you think there is an endless novelty? Or is there a point where everything just becomes so mundane where there's nothing new anymore? Like,
We used to think that was possible, but now it's like...
That's what I think is going to get to.
We just get bored.
I'm hoping it gets to the place...
I hope it taps out.
...where we have seen so much that it's like, ugh. Mm-hmm. You know, people kind of get... It's like MySpace, right?
Ready for something.
People kind of get tired. We got over MySpace.
And that's what I was going to bring up.
You know, but listening, Aaron kind of has me concerned, because it could be, social media could become more devious, more deceptive, more beautiful in its ability to be evil.
And humans are so capable of curating almost anything that we don't know what somebody may come up with. And that's the, I think, intrigue and the pull for people, is that they're curious to know, what are they going to want to do? What's about to happen next? What's going to be the new thing next? Let me look for it. Let me see what it is.
People are out there just doing a bunch of dumb stuff that we don't even see right now, and just seeing what sticks. And we're seeing the ones that are sticking.
That are actually
so
sticking.
Many more people doing so many dumb things.
I've been in that world. When Vine first started, I was a part of that community that was with like kids that were every single day would sit around all day trying to come up with something that nobody else has done before. Mm. And I got sick of it within the first couple of weeks. But at the same time, I still know people that started the same time that I did that are living off of that still.
Mm.
And I can't imagine what their brain process is like at this point of spending all day every day trying to be something new. And that is... to me, something that gets extremely exhausting.
Why, if I may, that's why your generation and the one after you are depressed. That's why you have anxiety. That's why you have all these mental health issues. Mm-hmm. Because when you're constantly trying to outdo yourself.
That's exactly what
it is.
You know
what I'm saying? That's why if you think of celebrities and musicians, sometimes they never get to the second album because they're trying to beat the first one as opposed to just trying to
progress. Just keep progressing.
Manifest. Whatever's there is there. And if it hits, it hits. It doesn't, doesn't.
Do it again then.
But I'm not surprised at that, that your generation and the one after you, particularly, have more mental health issues than any other generation that we've ever produced. Because, I'm suggesting, because Friedrich Nietzsche said this. This is a great quote by Nietzsche. Nietzsche said that all success is failure as soon as it succeeds. So all success is failure as soon as it succeeds. So as soon as you've done it, it's done. And if you look at success a certain way, the burden is what? To do it again.
To do it again, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So wrapped up in every success is a seed
of follow-up.
Failure. Not follow-up, failure.
No, of a need to feel like
and
you
that,
have to
and that feeling, if you're not careful, can override the feeling of
the
success.
The actual success.
And I think that's a lot of what's happening.
You're right.
And I mean, good Lord.
It's scary when you really break it down.
You imagine being 15 right now?
That's what I was thinking. Like 10 years from now, the 15-year-olds are going to be adults making real life decisions affecting our real country, democracy.
25 years old.
People, yeah. And like I said, I prayed, like you said, it taps out and it gets to a point where people are like, all right, we've seen enough. You know what I mean? Let's go back to life. But I don't know.
Well, that was profound. We got to stop with that. Let's go. Put that under the screen. We don't usually put his quotes under the screen.
No.
We're going to put your quote under the screen.
Let's go back to life.
Let's go back to life. That's it, because we've gotten away from it.
When I watch movies, I was watching, I went on a Disney trip this weekend. I watched Honey, I Shrunk the Kids again. I watched 101 Dalmatians. I watched Flubber. And I literally was watching them and I was thinking to myself, wow, what a simpler time in life. I'm looking at the kids and what they're doing. I'm looking at the adults and what they're concerned about. It looked like it was so much safer and peaceful. And even though stuff is still happening in the world, everybody just looked healthier in the movies. You know what I mean? Like, the problems were justified.
Can I push back? You know what I mean? And yet, we said that it was the most dangerous time to be alive.
Because it was to us at the time.
And some of that is true now.
I'm listening.
Some of what we're saying is a bit hyperbolic.
Yeah.
A little bit.
A little bit.
The difference is, they have tools that reach so far into their lives that they cannot avoid it.
Yeah, it affects them too much.
You, we just cut the damn TV off.
Yeah.
Send you outside.
Yeah.
Right?
I used to be outside,
Cut the damn TV off. Now.
Okay, that's on your phone.
It's in your phone. The moment this became the preeminent way for us to be entertained.
Changed everything.
Is when one day, see if you agree and disagree and just tell me what you think. Sorry, audience, we're in it now.
Yeah, we've been on this still, I think, the first
one. One day, the world will not celebrate Steve Jobs and Steve Wozniacki. Am I saying his last name right? I think
close
so.
Enough.
Close enough. Whatever it is. Yeah. Woz. One day, the world will say, this is where we went wrong. The smartphone. And I'll tell you why.
It's not natural.
Because this is becoming and is a delivery system of a lot of things that's ruining, I think, the country and human beings generally. The moment we made it so easy.
And allowed it
to reach so far, you can't avoid that phone.
It has to be a part of your life for you to be functioning in society nowadays.
You literally can't do anything without that phone. Am I wrong? What can you do without your phone?
You probably can't even call half of the people you know without your phone because you don't know their numbers.
I don't know any numbers. Wait. You ready? Ready?
Probably your mom's number growing
up. That's my neighbor across the street.
Growing up.
my best friend Lee's number next door. Because I had to dial a damn number.
I remember them from back in the day. I remember numbers from on the growing up. Phone.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. I remember my home number from when I was like 10.
Wait. Yeah. Condemn me for this. I don't know my own son's number. Yeah. I have two sons. I don't know their numbers.
Not by heart.
I don't know their numbers.
Because you know you don't need to.
I know Lee's number for 40 years. But I don't know my own damn son's number. And I got two of them. People, I deserve to be condemned. Condemn me, people. In the chat. Get me.
But think about somebody who's as aware, grounded, understanding, intelligent that you are. For you to even be a victim of that, it lets you know why majority of society is the way that it is.
Yeah.
Because most people don't have the awareness, they don't have the intelligence, they don't even have the willpower to fight the force that is at hand.
And clearly, I don't have it either, since I don't know their numbers.
I mean, I've started to make more of an effort to try to, but when you know you don't have to, it's hard to do something you know you don't have to do.
So again, let me ask y'all this. We're off the rail. You'll have to edit this. What do y'all think about this thing?
Too involved in our lives?
I think of it as the world. That's the world in our palms.
Yeah.
It can make you a millionaire. It can make you broke. It can make you depressed. It can make you happy. It can make you do all kinds of things that aren't natural. Life is supposed to make you feel those things. People are supposed to make you feel those things. We've allowed it to be a device in technology because we want things to always be easier. And easier isn't always better, and we know that.
It connects us to everything but the moment. Yeah. It connects us to all things but now, and it removes us from the now, and it keeps us absorbed in this space, and you forget what it's like to sit and just be with yourself, be with others.
Have you seen those pictures of like when LeBron hit his shot
Beckham this weekend?
I'm going to go on that.
This is good.
It is.
I think that Steve Jobs didn't plan for this to happen. Mm. I think that his idea of the phone was a great idea. Mm-hmm. A+. Changed the world forever. But I think a lot of people took advantage of that and started making money off of technology and started to employ, social media into the mix. And started to show everyone's perfect life and what they do, rappers, singers, artists, whoever you are, you can now see that. And I think going back to your last point, why Gen Z is so depressed and so, so not good is because I think all of us see those people's lives and are like, why don't I have that?
Right.
Because it's like, why can't I have that? And I don't think that Gen Z is very good at putting in the work to do that. I think there are some of us who are really good at it, really trying.
Yeah.
But now that you have this device, what can show you anything you want in the world.
But hold on. Let me push back on two things, right? Here's the first thing. The reality is, in some cases, prayerfully not yours, but in some cases, no matter how much work you put in, you still won't have the life you see on your phone. Because that's not
Your life.
That ain't the nature of living in life.
And it ain't yours.
And it may not be your journey.
It's not
your
life.
You may have to deal with cancer and divorce and all of that, right?
Yeah.
So that's the first pushback, right?
Because
I think a lot of people think exactly, and I know how you meant it, but let's deal with how you expressed it. A lot of people deal with the notion of, well, I'm doing this and this and this and this, so I should have these outcomes. That ain't how it works.
You came from somewhere different. You look different. You sound different. You are different.
And that ain't how it works,
and
right?
That ain't how it go.
Here's the other thing. I think you're right about what Jobs and Woz wanted to do. But the point I'm making is I think the narrative, when we look back on it, I think we will, now the narrative is all positive. But I think when we look back on it, we're going to have to admit
we messed up.
That these phones may not have changed the world, but in fact, they may have ruined a certain part of it. And ruin can be changed. And I'm wondering how we will negotiate both those things. Because there's obviously certain benefits to these
absolutely.
Things, right? Obviously. You know, listen, I can scan something without even leaving the couch. It's a great thing. Yeah. But I think the narrative will be more critical.
The regulations.
I think it's going to be a little more critical. Yeah. And I'm not criticizing jobs and Woz.
It's not on them.
No, I'm saying, like, they, and it's to your point, they gave us something, and then we went crazy.
Want the best of Maury? Kevin, you are not. Want the best of the Steve Wilkos Show? Would you take Dave back if he left Katie?
Want the best of Jerry Springer?
Just download Nosy on your mobile device or stream it on Pluto TV, Samsung TV, or the Roku channel. Until next time, America.
It's just like Oppenheimer. I saw Oppenheimer. They described what he did as Einstein literally told him, you gave them the weapon to destroy themselves. You have to understand what's going to come with that. And I think when Steve Jobs came up with this, if he had maybe an expert philosopher or psychologist that was working alongside him on the effects that it could potentially have, maybe he would have been able to see this down the road, maybe. Yeah. But at the time, when you're so focused on just the positives, we don't know, like I talked about, the willingness or lengths that humanity is willing to push certain things until it happens. That's part of being human.
Can I amend my statement?
Go for it.
Because, you know, I'm a pragmatist, which means that I'm always, in the presence of better information, I'm always willing to amend myself.
Mm-hmm.
So here's what I think, just in a small conversation. Maybe Jobs and Woz are not the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe what they...
I think people are the problem.
Maybe what they did wasn't the problem. Zuckerberg is the problem.
Social media is the problem.
Zuckerberg is the problem.
No, Noah
affirms. Right? Noah affirms this. It's got to be right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right? Because... And think about this, because we're about to... Let's just go there.
This is the episode now.
This is a whole thing. Because... His intentions were born out of something negative. He basically stole the idea.
Yeah, and this is...
You know what I'm saying?
That's crazy,
so this thing
right?
is created out of this cesspool of personal theft. Whatever he's going mm-hmm. through. And then it turns into whatever it is now. Mm-hmm. And then it morphs into, you know, other people trying to mimic the success.
Mm-hmm.
And my point is, maybe I need to indict the right people.
Mm.
I started off by indicting Jobs
Steve
and Woz,
and Woz yeah.
who created the phone.
Mm-hmm.
It's the app.
They were coming up with all kinds of ways to try to do this. You like you said, MySpace. There was different ways that they were trying to do something like this. The reason why I think MySpace started to fail was because something better came along in the eyes of, you know, the general public.
Until we found out it ain't.
And then we found out it ain't.
Because there are a lot of people longing to go back to MySpace.
I would love to go back to that.
A lot of people say, bring back MySpace. It was so simple. Yeah, we thought Facebook was great.
But that's human nature.
And then we
it's for us to
Instagram
push limits.
Was great. And then,
like, part of being, we're the dying ones, but we're also the ones that are going to push everything as far as it can go, whether it be good, bad, indifferent, left,
but,
right.
But you said it earlier. We can't be trusted.
We can't be trusted with that. You can't give us something to kill ourselves with and expect somebody out there not to kill themselves with
somebody.
That's just the way that it is.
Yeah.
I don't like it. That's just the way that it has been. Yeah. In the history of life, that is how it's been. I look back when I went to Italy and I saw what the Romans were really doing, and I walked around the Sistine Chapel and saw all the artwork and stuff that was going on. I was like, yeah, this is beautiful, but my God, this is horrifying. When you actually look at what the drawings and the sculptures are of. Yeah. They're killing babies. They're killing whole villages. It was ruthless back then. That's where we come from as humans. That's humans.
Yeah.
Same people we are today. And I think since then, we have been trying to find ways to make this experience, whatever, whoever's agenda, whoever creates whatever they create, they might have their agenda for doing it. But human nature, has a tendency to always take it too damn far.
Yeah. What are we doing with this episode?
I think we done the episode at this point.
Bring us home, Sean.
Okay.
Give us something to stand on.
Don't bring us home, Sean.
No, this is your wheelhouse, Mr. Philosopher. No.
Well, part of being a philosopher is that to know when you don't have answers.
Yeah, and that's
I'm not
subject
Jesus
to this whole episode, I think.
Right? And it's to accept. I'm going to do exactly what I want social media to do, and that is to accept my limits. And the limit is, I don't know how this is fixed. I think it's got to be regulated.
We just got hope.
And that means that we do our part and pray that we can believe the rest of the way. So listen, everybody, all that to say, just monitor what you're doing and what you're allowing all this to do to you. And if you're not tracking what it's doing to you, then you're already a victim. If you're unaware of how you're responding and how much you're consuming, then they already got you. So don't sit around and talk about racism and sexism and heterosexism and age, all the isms, and then you forget that technology is just as corrosive, especially in the digital world. So track all that stuff. I'm not saying we don't, but make sure. I had somebody say to me, and then we'll be done. I had somebody say to me, you know, Dr. Shard, you know, you say you're a capitalist, it's awful, blah, blah, blah. And I said, what's in your pocket? And he pulled out an iPhone. I said, how are you a damn socialist with an iPhone? And you participate in the same economy that I am. Just track yourself, okay? And love yourself more. That's a good place to end.
It is a good place.
See you next time.
The content on McMillan and Morrow is provided as commentary on news and current events for entertainment purposes.